We're going to start with the mysterious deaths in Fiji of a fit young couple from Texas. You've probably seen this story and its inconclusive updates. A man told the Fiji Sun newspaper towards the end of last week that his daughter, a nurse, was among five patients under observation after the deaths of American tourists David Paul and his wife Jane, Jane Canelog Paul. And they leave behind two young children, one from their marriage and one from previous relationships. Two nurses, it was reported, were among those in isolation in hospital, seemingly victims of this mysterious virus, said by Fiji authorities not to be influenza, and they had apparently exhibited similar symptoms to the Pauls. And the last texts from the young couple reported vomiting, diarrhea and numbness. Mark Canelog is Michelle's father, and like his son-in-law, an engineer living in Las Vegas, Mark is waiting, like the rest of us, for more information, perhaps out of the American Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. We apologize in advance for the phone line. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning.
Your daughter Michelle and her husband David, this has been a terrible shock for you.
It is. And we are in the process of recovering and healing. But yes, it was terrible and shocking.
Our deepest sympathy. I know it will be such a tragedy for your family and the Fort Worth community, really. It's terrible news. It was a trip they had planned a long time for, Mark?
Not really, because they probably planned this maybe two months ago, or maybe at most three, because they have a two-year-old son, Aiden, and I'm the only one, me and my wife are the only one possible who could babysit it while they're leaving.
What will happen with Aiden now, Mark?
He is with us. We are grandparents, and now we might end up as being the parents. So
I understand.
That's where we are right now, yes.
I understand. Whereabouts in Denaro were they staying, do you know, in Fiji?
I really don't know, because we didn't discuss where they're going, but I have seen some articles, and I even heard some newscast that they were staying at the Sheraton.
Are you any the wiser, Mark, now about what may have taken their lives?
No. Actually, we have received the unofficial death certificate from the U.S. Embassy.
The preliminary reports suggest they contracted a virus. Is that your understanding?
No. They are way far from making that conclusion. Fiji, this is my own personal belief, is business is in tourism, and anything that will tell the world that my daughter died in infectious disease, their tourism will be gone immediately. Right now, the infectious disease, there is nothing officially that's a finding, because it will take few more testing. And as far as I know, Fiji Department of Health had taken three samples, specimen. Two is going to CDC and one going to Australia. I also requested them not to cremate the bodies until we could have the resolution and find out the real root cause.
So what do you want to know? I know that five Fijian locals are reportedly still under observation after coming into contact with Michelle and David. So what do you want to know now?
I want to know exactly what's the cause of the death of my daughter and son-in-law.